Well, good morning. It is 10.02 a.m. on Wednesday, April the 19th, 2023. 50 degrees, mostly sunny, light breeze here in Greeley, Colorado. So, yeah, yesterday was surgery day. It was just a little light surgery around the corner here. The port is gone. My chemo port has been excised, literally cut out of me. Scoot by this guy. Big riding lawnmower. Literally cut out of me. My shoulder's a little sore. It rested just beneath my, just below my collarbone on my chest, under the skin. So they had to cut me open to put it in. They had to cut me open to take it out. It's gone now. Last external artifact of my chemo and radiation. I still have dry mouth. I still have very little by way of taste buds. I'm still learning to use my tongue with this big hole in the side of my teeth. I don't, because of the extractions that they had to do, I've got a big gap. A lady with a schnauzer. I haven't seen a regular, somebody who used to say hi to every morning. And I guess I'm early enough now that I've caught her. Or we've just happened to coincide. I don't know. Maybe she walks her dog every 2 or 3 hours during the day. Oh, I haven't seen you in a while. No, nobody's seen me in a while. But. Doesn't matter. You can see me now. Take a little drink here. So, yeah, what am I going to talk about today? Other than being cut open. There's not really a lot to talk about. The sourdough starter. Have I talked to you since I started? I put in I guess it was after Monday. After Monday's walk. But I started sourdough. I got some whole wheat flour when I went to the grocery store and sat 150 grams of water and 100 grams of whole wheat flour. Fed it yesterday. Saved 50 grams of the starter, tossed the rest. And added 50 grams of wheat flour, 50 grams of white flour, and 100 grams of water. 125 grams of water, actually. And, I got rise out of it last night. EJ spotted it around 8:30 last night. It had at least doubled. It had blown up, like, really well. So, it's got a lot of life in it. It's fallen back, which is common and expected. So today, probably when I get back, I'll do it again. I'll probably keep for one more day. At least today, I'll probably do the same feeding today as I did yesterday. 50 grams of starter, 50 grams of whole wheat, 50 grams of white flour, and then 125 grams of water. And we'll see how that works out. I'll start tapering back so it's exactly 50-50. And the whole wheat flour gives it a little extra boost of yeast, because the whole grain, the yeast is on the hull that got ground up to be part of the flour. And so every time I put whole wheat in it, it gives it a little extra boost of new yeast cells to grow. Eventually I'll probably just start throwing whole wheat, regular wheat, bread flour. I could use all purpose, but I don't have any. I had some, but it smelled bad. And when flour smells bad, it's time to toss it. It was really old. I'd had it forever. It was probably still good, but I can use the pantry space. So I started posting pictures of the sourdough on Mastodon and Instagram. One of the people on Mastodon said it should have its own name, and Evan Thomas said it should have its own Instagram. I don't know about that. But I did name it. I named it Eureka Risen, R-Y-S-E-N. Because sourdough, gold miners, gold rush, 49ers, Eureka. So it's just, right at the moment, it's just a fun little exercise. I'm going to have to figure out, I've got a whole bunch of recipes. Lisa Cohen, LJ, sent me her sourdough recipe. Hers is a classic sourdough boule, and she has an interesting take on it in terms of using what's called a Benetton, which is a basket. It's a towel-lined basket that's heavily floured, and you dump your dough into it for its final proofing, and then she uses a cloche method, which is to put a cover over the top of it, a loose cover. In this case, a metal mixing bowl, or crockery mixing bowl even, over the top of it and cook it on a stone in the oven. It does create a really nice, very crusty loaf, but I'm more interested in creating a loaf that isn't quite so tough, that isn't quite so crusty. I've looked at a couple of recipes. I'm looking at a sandwich loaf configuration for my bread, because I want to slice it and put it in the toaster, because toasted works better with my mouth. And peanut butter toast is a pretty decent snack. in terms of calories, in terms of protein, in terms of roughage. All things considered, it's a pretty healthy snack. It's usually my second breakfast. I had it for my second breakfast this morning. I usually have a slice in the afternoon, have another one before bed. I gotta get better at slicing bread though, jeez. I can't seem to get it sliced even. I can't seem to get it sliced. It's either too thin or too fat. It's like, sometimes both. Sometimes too thin on one edge and too fat on the other. Comes with practice, I'm pretty sure. And I'll practice. I'm going to have to bake bread again soon. We've been through 1.5 loaves since Monday when I baked. Probably. In fact, I might mix up a loaf and let it rise this afternoon. Make the loaves, put the loaves in the loaf pans, and then seal them up and put the loaf pans in the fridge and bake them tomorrow. I can see I can bake them in the morning, but I don't have to make a lot of noise. I can bake them in the morning. And letting them proof slowly overnight would be a good chance to bring out some of the flavors. Coming up on it, get ready, say it with me, Monk Post. I also want to add a little bit of whole wheat flour to the mix. So I'm going to have to make a copy of my current formula and add a couple of lines. One for a percentage of wheat flour. And then another for oil. One of the things I've seen is using oil to create a structure that is a little finer grained than typical sourdough, which has a very open crumb, has a lot of big holes in it. Man, I don't want a lot of big holes. I want a fine grain crumb. I think that's what I want. I think that's the technical term. So that when I put peanut butter on it, the peanut butter doesn't melt and fall out through the holes. Yesterday afternoon after surgery, I just came home and played all afternoon. Well, most of the afternoon. They didn't give me a lot of heavy anesthesia. It was sort of like, yeah, pretty relaxed, just sort of snoozing out. Ah, shoot, this afternoon I've got an appointment. Telephone. Telephone call. Business. Personal business, not writing business. Still, won't be quite lunchtime by the time I get back. I can play a little bit, I think, after I get this posted. Lilacs looking good here. Now, and these ones that look dead seem to be putting out some fresh shoots. Just lagging a little bit behind. does this guy get a ticket for? Leaving his camper out. Unattended vehicle warning, yep. And of course they put it right on the side where nobody from the house can see it. Typical. City ticketed us one winter for not clearing our walks in time. And stuck the warning, which was clear it within 24 hours or we'll bill you. And stuck that on the front door of the house, but didn't do anything interesting like ring the bell or knock on the door or anything that would actually have notified us that there was something hanging on the front door. And of course, in the middle of the winter, I'm not out there walking, I'm not out there looking at what's hanging on the door. Nobody else is either. Nobody else was at that point in time. Everybody was pretty much hunkered down. So it was the day they were going to bill us. They were going to clear it and then bill us for the clearing charge. That I finally noticed it and went and looked and saw that the sidewalk was clear. So apparently they had done it early in the day because they turned around and billed us for it. All right, cheap enough. Kind of aggravating. Good morning. A lot of grackles, a lot of boat tail grackles floating around. I think that means that the red-winged blackbirds are probably back as well. I haven't heard them doing honkery thing yet, but won't be long. One of the little shrubs, a couple of little shrubs down in the drainage ditch are greening up nicely. The field here is greening up nicely. There's a lot less gray, a lot more green. A little drink, wet my whistle. Midday whistle wetter. I don't know if my mouth can handle the alcohol in a beer. Otherwise, I would love to have a beer for lunch. Got a couple beers in the fridge. Maybe I'll try it. I've got a heavy beer in there. I've got a Claymore. I wonder if I can make bread using that Claymore. I bet I can. Yeah, a little crab apples doing nicely. Big crab apples are beginning to be a little more obvious in terms of budding. There's a weird placement for crab apple here. Doesn't look too healthy. It doesn't look like it's getting enough water. Alright, last street crossed. Yeah, my lawn is looking green for the most part. Neighbor's already mowed his once. Or at least the front part of it. Probably should mow mine. Anyway, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.